Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Imam al-Hussein and Kindness, Charity and Love for Poor. Imam Hussein is our third Imam. He was well known for his kindness, charity and love for the poor. One day when Imam al-Hussein was riding through the streets of Medina, he came across some beggars who had gathered together to eat the food that they had begged for during the day. The beggars saw Imam al-Hussein and invited him to join them. Imam Hussein was not allowed to take anything given in charity or sadaqah, as he was from the family of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Sadaqah is forbidden or haram for all members of the family of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, or Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Imam Hussein got off his horse and sat down with the beggars. He then explained to them that although he would love to eat with them, he could not because as a member of the family of the Holy Prophet, he could not take sadaqah. As an alternative, he invited all of the beggars to his house for food so that they could all eat together. Moral of the story: you should always be kind to others, especially the poor. You should not compromise your beliefs for anyone. But at the same time, you should be polite in how you tell them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then take the moral lessons and themes out of these stories and make use of them in our ordinary life Well, our subject of talk for today is about kindness and its value in Islam You know, mercy and kindness occupy an important place in the Islamic social code. The Holy Book of Quran narrates the courtesy of the last prophet in the following words. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لم فضوا من حولك It is by some mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are gentle to them. Has you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have scattered from about you. This Quranic verse clarifies that benevolence and kindness of the Holy Prophet وسلم, to all was one of the reasons of people's attraction towards him. People are fed up of discourtesies and harsh persons, and certainly such persons are the victims of their own bad nature. As omission and unwanted errors are part of human nature, the same should be overlooked and retaliation avoided. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked once, What is the definition of good manners? The Imam replied, Keeping your wings soft. That is, behaving benevolently and courteously, talking sweetly and variously, and meeting your fellow brethren with a happy and smiling face. This lesson is a golden edition in the Book of Society and Teachings of Islam, and it is obligatory for the followers of the Quran to adopt this virtue in order to be benefited by its useful fruits. We will go and soon we will be back. Thank you.
the lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his will to his son, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, said, "Bear yourself towards your brother in such a way that if he disregards kinship, you keep to it. When he turns away, be kind to him and draw near to him. When he withholds, spend for him. When he goes away, approach him. When he is harsh, be lenient." In Islam, kindness to others is not confined only to smiling or the use of nice words. It can be represented through various aspects like compassion, generosity, forgiveness, and etc. About compassion and mercy, you know, kindness in Islam encompasses showing compassion and mercy towards others. This includes being empathetic and understanding towards people's struggles, offering support and assistance to those in need, and treating others with gentleness and care. In a saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "You won't be true believers unless you have compassion." When people heard him say this, people said, "O Prophet, we are all merciful." He replied, "I am not referring to the mercy that one of you would have towards his companion or close friend, but I am referring to mercy or compassion to all." Considering generosity and charity, we Muslims are encouraged to be generous and charitable towards those who are less fortunate. This includes giving to the needy, supporting charitable causes, and sharing resources with others. Acts of kindness through charitable giving are seen as a means of seeking closeness to God and fulfilling one's social responsibilities. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When a man dies, his deeds come to an end except for three things: Sadaqat al-Jariya, that is ceaseless charity, a knowledge which is beneficial, or a virtuous descendant who prays for him." Well, forgiveness and reconciliation are other forms of kindness in Islam. Muslims are encouraged to let go of grudges, seek forgiveness from others, and strive to reconcile and restore broken relationships. It is believed that forgiveness and reconciliation contribute to personal growth. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Pardoning others while one is in authority is consistent with the policy of the prophets and the abstemious people." These principles of kindness in Islam align with the broader Islamic teachings and the Quranic emphasis on compassion, mercy, and social responsibility. They serve as a guide for us to cultivate a compassionate and caring attitude towards others. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode. I hope that you have enjoyed it, and until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.